Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hola, buenos dias. Good nobbin. How you? Great to be with you. Happy Brewers Outlet Day. We have plenty to celebrate. The suit is actually in the building. And I only make that statement because now security has been alerted. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Water, soft drinks, wine coolers, soda. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. I love the barrels, love the dills, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 and Hummel's Wharf. Fall's a great time to buy a car. These are the best people to deal with. For our play-by-play call today as we sink to a new low.
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to right, bats at the wall, leaps, it is gone!
Indians hit a home run, beat the Red Sox. Terrific. Great. Obviously a great call by our good friend Tom Hamilton, whom I'm very happy for. Meanwhile, the Red Sox will send 2-100 playoff pitcher David Price to the mound today. Confidence reigns. Against Corey Kluber. That's a game getting underway at the bottom of the hour. So is the suit is still there?
The suit is still here. He is.
All right. Just go on. Tell everybody you're still alive. We'll move on.
It's great to be here with, well, basically everyone right now.
I had no clue he was going to be in the building. We went to the news, stopped the hour, turned the corner, and there he was.
I mean, you've already been referenced a couple times on the show because of normal Steeler panic. You were one of those guys that thought they had the first overall pick in the draft a week ago, then they played the Chiefs, and then you put them back in the Super Bowl.
Someone once told me one game doesn't make a season.
Neither does one pick.
Boy, no, that's true. And boy, and last but not least, I mean, boy, does Ferlazzo sound good, doesn't it?
You're not the only one that said that.
I'm trying to build up our people that are actually on the air, and I get no reaction. I mean, don't we have each other's backs in this company? I guess. Did he quit?
No, he's still here. We're good.
Oh, are you sure? Well, first of all, obviously, we were on the serious side extremely concerned because, I mean, I know that you've been battling this for a while. It was just a matter of time before you had to go in and have it taken care of. And we are all very blessed that you came through it and seemed to come through it really, really well. You sound really good. You sound very strong. So, look, we're really thrilled, my friend, to have you back.
I see a light at the end of the tunnel, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What? Doesn't Ferlazzo sound great?
And there goes the light.
What was that in the background?
Steve Williams wanted to see the scar.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay.
It's a heart procedure. Wait a minute.
I mean, this is in the movie Jaws, where Dreyfus and Robert Shaw are talking about the shark attacks they've been through, and they're showing their scars, and all of a sudden the chief looks at his appendectomy scar. I mean, this is like the same thing, isn't it?
It's very similar now that you mention it.
The problem Kevin is having with me is as follows, all right? at a time where he doesn't need to laugh. I keep sending him texts that make him laugh. That's what he said to me. He says, "You're making me laugh too much."
You're a little rough on the incisions there, buddy.
Oh, boy. You know, I was talking to a Coach Hort, and he wanted me to pass along his best to you. Are you still there?
I'm just waiting for the setup.
So
what setup? He wanted me to pass along his best to you. I thought you'd be touched by that.
I'm still waiting for the kicker there, though. I'm sorry. I've been around him way too long.
What, you can't accept that Coach Hort was concerned about you?
Well, for about three seconds, and then he follows it up with something, just to make yourself feel better.
What? No, it's okay. He also said Filazzo's terrific. They're going to get awards, I'm telling you. And not only that, Shikalimi's having a great season.
Oh, he said he knew that was going to happen. Okay.
What, that Shikalimi's going to have a great season?
That's what he's claiming, yeah.
Well, by the way, you'll laugh at this. I was at Michigan to speak to the Penn State Club of Michigan the night before the game, but the speech took place at Eastern Michigan. And I was in the Convocation Center. When I'm done with the speech, I wanted to watch a little bit of the Eastern Michigan-Wyoming game in the end zone before I took off. You'll never guess who I ran into and had a great conversation with.
I know exactly who you ran into. You ran into former Shikalimi head coach for basketball, Tim Four.
Yeah, Tim Four. Yep. So, geez, boy, I'll tell you. Whew. He was wondering if you're going to skip the hoop season, too. But I was like, I guess. I can't answer that. Well, we're glad you're feeling a lot better. The other part, too, is that, you know, while you've been recovering, just so you know, digital media sales went way up.
See, it's all on how you set things up before you leave, man.
Okay, now you can tell them all the encouraging texts I sent you to. So you could mention those.
You said, yeah, there were a few.
Because I did send them several encouraging texts. Okay. Told him about the big picture and things like that. You know, I looked up all sorts of great quotes. I mean, you know, thought about sending him, didn't. When you walked back in the building, how warmly did the staff embrace you?
It was nice. I mean, you know, right at the front desk, Sammy gave me a hug right away, and a couple of people actually said, "Hi, it's nice to see you. By the way, who are you again?"
Yeah. And how many people were in the building compared to normal Friday afternoon?
Actually, more than normal.
More than normal.
Yeah. They all knew you were coming back. This was their opportunity. Now, to those of you who are listening to us now that snuck out the back door, I get it. But it's... So are you, can you make your son's game tonight?
Yes.
You're allowed to go. Okay, so you're allowed to go.
He doesn't know if he's allowed to go, but he's going.
Okay, so you're allowed to go. How much rehab do you have to do with this?
That's all up to me and what I want to do with cardiac rehab. But right now, I mean,
nothing. So you're not going to do a thing, then? I know you.
No, I'm not planning on doing anything other than the regular stretch my arms up.
Oh, that's just great. Now, what did I text you about this? Okay, tell them what I texted you.
Well, you texted me one about think of the bigger picture.
Yeah, but I texted you about don't be stubborn, do exactly what they tell you to do.
See, I didn't remember that one because I was strung out on oxycodone so bad for pain. So everything was kind of fuzzy then.
Yeah, is it fuzzy now?
No, not right now.
Don't be stubborn. Do what they tell you. Okay, if you want to get back into really great health and have this thing really work, you got to do what they tell you to do. Okay, don't overdo it, but don't underdo it.
Now, today I knew it was going to be a busy day, so I have nothing else planned for the weekend but sitting in front of the TV and then sitting in front of the radio on Saturday afternoon listening to Doug from Holy Cross.
There you go. Doug misses you. Joe Souza misses you. So I'm sure they got a hold of you at some point. So.
And they did, and I will definitely see them next week. I'm cleared to do that.
Good. All right. But do what they tell you to do. Do not do anything more, okay, because sometimes doing more is bad. And don't do anything less either. Don't go through this, well, it's kind of like up to me. These are professionals, okay? This is one of the great hospitals on the East Coast. They do great work there. Okay, you're standing there now. Well, you're probably sitting. You're probably sitting there now because of the great work they did. This part's up to you. Okay, do what they tell you.
Yeah, I followed them. I followed their guidelines all through the last week, and it's been fantastic, the recovery I've made and how quickly I've been able to do it.
Now, when can you come back to work?
That's still kind of up in the air yet, you know, as far as a full-time thing.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, anytime we get you back, it'll be great. So glad to hear you're doing a lot better. We're thrilled about that. By the way, tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime with Coach Hoyt and Mike Ferlazzo. Just want to have Mike's back. I mean, because after you tried to sabotage him on opening week and left him without equipment, that wasn't that classy.
And on that note, he's leaving.
It's amazing when you catch somebody doing something sinister, they just don't want to deal with it. Kevo, we're lucky that you're back and in getting back toward full commission. That's great. So, good news. Really good news. I thought he sounded good. He sounded stronger than I thought he would sound.
Every day's getting better for Kevin. So, I had no clue he was going to be here today, so that was great to see him.
Well, but I'll say this. You can hear in his voice he's been through something. All right? You can hear that. But he still sounded stronger than I thought he would. So, he's going to go out and talk to the rest of the staff. Surprisingly left. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Hey, I thought he sounded great, didn't you? I mean, all things considering, I thought he sounded great.
Yeah, glad he came in. Like I said, I did not expect to see Kevin today. That was awesome.
No, glad he came in too. That was terrific. Glad he came in. That's good news.
Loves the laughs and the good humor, but he just gives him a little.
It
just gives him a little discomfort when he laughs, but he loves the laughter.
Yeah, well, he does. It does hurt him when he laughs. That I do know. Yeah. I mean, it does. That does hurt. But I mean, You know, I've always had a theory that if you know it's serious, then you treat it really serious. Now, when it was serious for him, I was serious. But then when they're trying to come back and you know, pretty indication they're going to be okay, you know, make them laugh a little bit. You know, make them feel like everything's normal. I mean, that's always the way I've looked at it. So, you know, everybody has their own way of dealing with it. I'm just glad he's okay. You know, you worry about that. You always worry about that. Just make sure they're okay. That's a big part of that. And great guy, does a lot of great work. Everybody misses him. And with Mike, we've been lucky. Mike's done a great job. I mean, seriously, let's give a lot of credit. Mike stepped in. Mike has done a great job. And that's an important broadcast for us because Kevin's done such a great job with it over the years. You know, so. And Kevin gets to watch his son. They're going to play Lewisburg tonight. There'll be an autograph table there for Kevin. Everything will be great. So.
That's true. He could probably sit in his usual box in Christie. So.
Oh, yes, I forgot he's one of those people. Up in his box. What happened to my box? This is great. Fabulous. Yeah. All right. So, my brother's coming up, who has been taking me apart on the predictions.
No, you and me both. I'm right there with you. Yeah, well, you and I were swimming at 500, 4-4. Yeah, you had a smoking 7-1. So,
swimming.
Yeah.
This goes back to that thing I talked about, the movie Jaws. We're not swimming, pal. We're sinking. what are you doing? We're just acting like we're on the Titanic here, man. Whew. Bad. Really bad. Yeah. Well, tomorrow's Penn State and Maryland, and we got a lot of high school football tonight. You heard Kev's going to be at Danville Lewisburg tonight. And Shikalimi's got Jersey Shore tonight. That has barely lost since Kevin put the program down 2 years ago in the air. I did not. I'm like, well, you said that they're never good. I mean,
yeah, Seelens Grove was actually able to beat Shore last week 26-6. A huge, great second half effort by the Seals. And tonight they'll get tonight they will get Mifflinburg. That'll be Shikalimi's opponent.
It's on Eagle 107. And you got the post-game show, too, with all the scores.
You betcha. We'll have that Sunbury Motors game night. And yeah, we'll do a little whip around across the valley. Another game that we'll definitely pay close attention to. I heard Bob Buhner bring it up, too. There's only three teams in District 4 that are currently undefeated, 6-0. You got Williamsport and 6A. Then you got the other two teams that will go at it tonight, Montoursville and Southern Columbia. Play that in Montoursville tonight.
Right.
Constant updates.
Yeah, that's good.
You can also go to WKOK.com, click the banner High School Scoreboard, and while the games are rolling, get your score updates there. Get them pretty fast and first.
That's great. All right. It's really a full service on a big night for everybody. I mean, the love of high school football around this area is terrific. I know State High has Cumberland Valley tonight. State High hasn't lost. And Cumberland Valley is really good. I was talking to George Landis, and he thought that was going to be a really good game. So I'm looking, and I might pop over and see a little bit of that. Yeah, just tonight. You know, with the homecoming parade here too, I think they've it's kind of a feeling around here there aren't going to be a lot of people going to it. Like, okay, you know, I understand. I mean, that's what they're that's the concern, because the homecoming parade here is in downtown State College. But we'll see. See how she plays out. And then Penn State, Maryland here tomorrow at Beaver Stadium. At noon, 10:30 will be the airtime on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Meanwhile, Eagle 107 tomorrow will have Bucknell at Holy Cross. And that should be another really good game. Should be another really good game. I'm looking forward to that. as well. I mean, I keep up to date on all these things. It's just because I've got a game with Penn State tomorrow. It doesn't mean, I'll be checking in. I'll check in every Friday night. I go to the website every Friday night, and I always check out the scores. I want to know how the four teams we carry right away, how they did. So I'm always on the website checking it.
Yeah, what's great for those who have not been on our high school scoreboard page at WKOK.com, you'll get links to all the streams to all of our games, so you can pick the game you want to listen to or just bop from game to game, whichever you want to do. So it's like Central Susquehanna Valley High School football on demand.
Yep. All right. My brother, next half hour, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us. All right, my brother is here looking for another big 7-1 week, and he was great last week. 500 against him is not getting it done. And we welcome him in. Great to have you with us.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
The star of the show. Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh. Yeah, doing terrific. Yeah, good. You're crushed.
Yeah, you're
going great for you.
7-1, Kevin.
So, Toronto's just about got this one wrapped up.
It's amazing because they've thrown Yu Darvish and Cole Hamels, their two aces, and they're going to beat them both.
Yeah. American League East is good, man. Real good. So, unfortunately for the Red Sox, it's not really going to pan out. But we can enjoy it.
No,
enjoy the ride.
I mean, this is the part where everybody worries about David Price.
Well, he better
win. This is the one where...
Yeah.
I mean,
he doesn't
you pay $30
today.
Million for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the pressure in the world.
It'll be a problem.
He says there's no pressure. And he says a stupid thing like, pressure was playing for my contract. No. They signed you for a lot of money to win this game. You better win this game. If he goes out and throws and does nothing, he'll never do a thing about. You know how the Boston fans are; they'll never let him forget it. So, you may as well trade.
No,
him
they
out.
Will not.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. They anyway. Won't let. They will not let him forget it.
No. No.
So, all right. So let's get to it here. Let's start rolling through some games.
Okay, Kevin. Last week, as
I have
we mentioned,
no idea. I have no.
Wait. Sean was saying.
I have
something.
No idea which games we have.
Sean was talking. What do you got, Sean?
No, you were 7-1 last week, Kevin. Steve and I were 4-4. Right now, Kevin, overall leader with 26-13. I have 23 wins, and Steve is above 500. Let me stress, he is above 500. It could be. It could be worse.
Steve Jones with a view from the bottom.
It could be worse. It could be worse. Steve is 20-19. So, like I said, this just preps you to get ready for the network with Jack for Saturday. That's all this is. It's just a prep for the network.
We're practice for you.
That's right. So
you go back and pick our games.
Okay. All right. We got 4 college, 4 pro. Let's start out with Virginia Tech at North Carolina. Kev, you want to lead off? Go ahead.
Sure. You guys know what a Hokie is?
Well, I know that they're called the...
It's a bird.
The gobblers, it has to do with turkeys.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
it's
anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. Okay. I look at it this way. North Carolina's coming off 2 wild victories over Pitt and East Carolina. The Hokies are coming off a bye week. I don't like early bye weeks. I like momentum. I take University of North Carolina at home by three.
Okay. Well, Virginia Tech really hasn't had a true away game yet. I don't know if I count that Bristol game as an away game, but Tar Heels quarterback Mitch Trubisky, three straight 400-yard games. I think he keeps it going. I will take the Tar Heels.
North Carolina wins the game by 10 points.
Oh. All right. Next we
don't
have...
Don't start copying us now. Or do that. You'll never catch up.
See, that's what
I just don't think you're going to win. So I mean, why should I... Why should I go out and pick games that... I don't think he. I'm going to pick Virginia Tech, but I don't think they're going to win.
Watch them win.
Right, we got a battle of undefeateds in the SEC tomorrow. We've got undefeated 5-0 Tennessee and undefeated 5-0 Texas A&M. And if I heard correctly, this is the first time that they will play each other as opponents in the SEC.
Wow. Well. The number 9 team against the number 18. Dobbs has carried Tennessee. He's a great talent. 4 out of 5 games, Tennessee's come back to win after falling behind. And against Appalachian State, they won that game in overtime. They don't do anything easy, but they find a friggin' way to win, no matter what. Whether it's a hail, I fell asleep last week. I couldn't believe they won. I woke up and I said, "Well, that's good." The coach was on the ground praying or something. So, A&M's been winning by double digits, except against UCLA. But I'm going to still ride with Tennessee because they've got the talent and they keep getting better every week. Tennessee by 4.
See, I'm still waiting for Tennessee to stumble, and I said that last week. And, of course, I would have got that right hadn't been for that last play. But Kevin Sumlin at home, 36-4. Make it 37. I'll take A&M.
Oof.
Well, the biggest play in last week's Georgia game was made by Georgia. They scored the touchdown, and then a young kid does something really stupid. He takes his helmet off in the end zone to celebrate, and then they go offside on the kickoff. So now they're down 20 yards kicking off, and they gave Tennessee hope to win the game. Now, Kirby Smart says, well, 95% of our kids are really good at playing disciplined football, 5% aren't. So he takes the 5% and he throws them under the bus. Well, guess what? You put them in the game, Kirby.
Agreed.
Meanwhile, the pick will be Texas A&M. I think Tennessee's luck is about to run out. This game, I think, is at College Station, right? It's at Kyle Field.
Yeah,
right?
It is, yep. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go Texas A&M.
All right, we got number 1 Alabama at number 16 Arkansas. Razorbacks have had this game circled on the calendar for quite a while.
Yeah. I mean, every week we've got Arkansas on the thing here. They're a really good team. They're one of the few teams that can physically match up with Alabama. But can they protect their quarterback, Austin Allen? Bama has 17 sacks in 5 games. Arkansas gives up the big play, and A&M hurt them with it. I think Jalen Hurts has the Bama offense balance now and clicking. Bama defense is too much. Bama by 14.
Arkansas's lost 9 straight to Alabama. Make it 10. Roll Tide.
I love that.
You should.
I think you don't pick against Alabama until... You can't pick against Alabama.
Until they lose a game and show some weakness.
Yep. Yep.
Even when they're not playing something well, they make up for it some other way. But their defense is just stellar. So.
Hey, Florida State at Miami. So this would have to say, without a doubt, the biggest game so far for head coach Mark Richt with Miami.
Well, the biggest surprise of the week that they're even playing it, but...
Right.
I know. It's amazing, but Miami really didn't get hit hard. So, and I think they're playing in Miami.
They are. Yeah. Yeah, they're playing up in Miami Lakes. Yeah.
Yeah. Florida State's trying to break a 2-game ACC losing streak. They've beaten Miami 6 straight games. But FSU's a mess. The coach that wants out, I never really liked him. They kind of fell apart when Jameis Winston was doing all his crazy stuff and the school was trying to defend them and do all this, and they just have not played well. A 4-0 Miami will dominate the Seminoles by 14.
Seminoles defense giving up 7 yards per play. It's hard to believe Jimbo Fisher in the division could go 0-3. I'm taking Miami.
I'm going to, one more time, I'm going to go with Florida State. I just think that, now, first of all, Brad Kaya probably is one of the top 5 quarterbacks and has a good shot at being one of the first 5 picks in the NFL draft. He's very, very good. And Al Golden did a good job recruiting him. But I just think more talent for Florida State. I think they'll win the game.
Okay, we'll move on to the pros. Eagle 107, Sunday, 1 o'clock. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Lions.
I think Wentz is going to have another big game. Philly is really good, and they're legit, and Detroit's not. So I got Philly on the road by 7.
Yeah, Wentz has been playing great, and you get back Zach Ertz and Ryan Matthews from injuries. Detroit lacks a running game, so I'm taking Philly.
Good pick.
Philadelphia to win, even though, of course, obviously, I'd love to see Jim Caldwell win it. Old friend, good friend, but I got to pick against him.
Houston and Minnesota.
What a game. Who was Houston? You know, one week they get totally dominated. I don't know. Minnesota, to me, is the NFC's version of Denver. Their defense is phenomenal, and their offense doesn't make mistakes. It's going to take a really good team to beat them, and I don't think Houston's that team. I got the Vikings by 6.
I'll expand a little bit on what you just said, Kevin. Just the two games I've seen with Minnesota with that defense, they're getting great pressure up the middle, and you go to the other end of the ball. Brock Osweiler inconsistent. So yeah, we're going to the purple. Purple.
Yeah. They just don't make mistakes.
Hey, Billy's calling the plays again, which is interesting. And I think that helps because I think Billy, I've always felt that. But this defense is too good. I mean, their linebackers are good, but their secondary is great. Mm-hmm. And Minnesota up front, really good. I think Minnesota wins the game.
They just stifled the Giants. Giants had nothing against them. So,
no, not even close. Yeah, that wasn't even close.
The game sounded closer than it was. They just dominated the game. So.
Well, Kev, you just mentioned Denver a second ago, so let's go to Denver. Mile High, it is Atlanta. High-powered offense against Denver. High-powered defense.
Atlanta will meet its match. Falcons give up too many points. Denver's too good of a team to even deal with stuff like that. Denver offense will be steady no matter who plays QB. They're not sure yet. The defense will stop Ryan in Atlanta. I got Denver by 14. And to me, Atlanta's another one of those teams. You put them in the spotlight, put them in a big game, and they fall on their face. So, remember the Giants 30-2 or whatever. Okay.
Denver pass rush, best in the game. Broncos.
Yep.
Early season MVP is probably Matt Ryan. I'm gonna pick Atlanta to win the game because I think there's only so far Denver can go with what they've got right now.
I still can't believe he passed for 5 Bills last week, man. All right, we have Cincinnati.
He took Atlanta,
yeah. He did.
Yeah, I took Atlanta.
You got a comment on that or no?
No, good pick.
I mean, look, I've got to make up some ground here somewhere.
I know, you're right. It's the only way you're going to.
That's what I thought of last week in one specific game.
If you're
going to
make up some... you picked the Steelers, but that was just a cowardly pick on your part.
Who, me?
No, me.
No, you didn't take the Steelers. You took the other guy.
Right.
Yeah, I felt so
That's
bad
my point.
For it. I was like, what a long ride home. I'm watching the game. I'm like, oh, man. And now, wasn't that weird, Pittsburgh? And they doinked it the week before.
Well, it was a complete 180.
That's the oddity of this league. This league is so odd that there's really nobody that. That's why, you know, like, let's take it now. You guys pick Denver. Well, it's a good chance Denver. And Denver is probably on the surface, the team is going to win. But this league's so wacky. I think it's Atlanta's turn. So I don't know.
You know what? And you're right, because we picked against Atlanta every week, and there they are. You know, the last game is tough. That's real tough.
Okay, one more to go. We have Cincinnati and Dallas.
I don't know. To me, that's like going on what Steve said before about, I forget which team, Alabama, until they lose, I don't know what to do. Right now, Dallas is intriguing. And Cincinnati, again, to me, is one of those teams that you put them on a national game and they don't play well. I'm going to take Dallas at home.
Dez Bryant, not at 100%. I think he holds the team back. I'm going Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Good pick.
I also feel the same way about Dez Bryant. I think he holds them back. And I'm going to pick Cincinnati to win. At some point, Dak Prescott has to make a mistake or two. And so far, he has been brilliant, to his credit, staying away from the big mistake. And that's been a big reason why Dallas has won. And I think that at some point he's going to make a mistake or two, because it's only natural, not because of a lack of talent or a lack of desire. It's just,
I think
at some point you make a mistake. Yeah.
What do you guys think happens? Let's make believe he runs the table here. His only loss is to the Giants by a point. And Tony Romo.
He stays as the quarterback.
Huh?
No, Tony Romo at the moment is Drew Bledsoe.
I agree. I think Dallas is the pressure from the fans. They've had too many losing seasons, you know, too many no playoff seasons to sit there and be loyal to somebody. So, it's the NFL. Right. You got to, it's a business. You got to win. You know, so.
Yep. I think Tony Romo, I think you make him as a backup quarterback, and if something is the Dak Prescott, you feel pretty good about what you have. I think you ride Prescott until he makes enough mistakes where you got to go someplace else.
If you're Tony Romo, I mean, what are you going to say? You're hurt all the time. You know, I mean, after a while, no, you're not the quarterback of this team. You haven't quarterbacked 5 games in 3 years, you know. You're not the quarterback of a team anymore. You can't stay on the field. So, anyway.
That's the bottom line. And I think you've got to go with the guy that's winning for you.
Sure.
Well, the Cowboys have not been a consistent winner under Tony Romo. I mean, they win games, but they don't win divisions. They don't win playoff games, things like that. You know, this guy's winning games for you. You keep going until he doesn't.
And there's something to be said for the athlete. When you have a Tony Romo back there who makes plays, there's no question the man makes plays. He makes plays out of nothing. But does he leave the pocket too soon? Where now the offensive line has to block. The kid's a great pocket passer. They've got to stay home and block. Everybody's got a job to do, and they do it. When Romo's in the game, it's like, Tony will make something happen. You know, and they're a better team than Romo would hurt them. So, okay.
Enjoy the games, Kevin.
I will. I mean, you guys are going to catch up this week. I'm not comfortable at all with my picks. I won the other pool. I'm in. Won $60.
of course you have.
What do you guys pay? I bet they.
We give out gift certificates.
The Dodgers show.
Parting gifts.
That's what we feature. it's like I told Johnny Holiday the other day. He says, Johnny said, Steve, what do I get? I said IOUs they equal gift certificates. I said, I'm sure there's a Buffalo Wild Wings near you.
No, hurricane hit it. Sorry.
Well, too bad. Send them back. All right. Have a great weekend.
You guys have a great week. Thank you.
Thanks, Kip.
Yep, we will come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
All right, time to wrap it up for the week. Had a lot of fun this week. A lot of good to get Kevin back in the studio for a couple minutes. He's doing a lot better. He'll be at the Danville-Lewisburg game tonight. And it'll be great to have him on. Don't forget Mike Ferlazzo and the coach, Dick Hort, will be with us an hour and a half from now as Shikellamy is at home against Jersey Shore. Shikellamy's been on quite a roll. They're looking to keep it going on homecoming tonight. And Selins Grove's got a big game coming up tonight. That'll be on Eagle 107. That'll be at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock the airtime there for Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt. Steve Williams has Milton tonight in action on Talk Radio 1380 WMLP. But they've got, Mount Carmel tonight. And also, Danville and Lewisburg will be on the Valley 100.9, which is also your home for the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Jets. And Eagle 107 is your home for Bucknell football tomorrow with Holy Cross. And the Eagles with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on Sunday at Detroit. As for News Radio 1070 WKOK, Shikellamy at home tonight with Jersey Shore at 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime. Penn State football tomorrow, Beaver Stadium with Maryland at noon, 10:30 the airtime for the Dietz and Watson tailgate show. We've been brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket.
Station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.